Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jen, may I start with a dramatic reading from the city of Atlanta?
Yes, please do.
Okay, because mine's a little bit timely. File this away for next December because we've already missed the window for this year.
Okay.
Dramatic reading. From the Nextdoor app, Book of Atlanta. Justin posts, if you know of anybody who's having a New Year's party, I'm available to be your New Year's baby.
What?
I'm willing to be dressed up, wearing only a diaper, and wear a sash that says Happy New Year. Please call me. Leave your name and a phone number, and I will discuss this with you. In order to have me at your party, I will explain what I want out of it. Happy New Year. A dramatic reading from the Book of Atlanta on the Nextdoor app.
All right, let's head over to a reading from the Book of Noonan. From William. I'm going to have a conniption if I catch another group of Vineyard Vines clad prepubescent punks flossing on my front lawn.
Flossing. The dance, not the dental hygiene.
The dance. Kids need to learn respect for other people's property. Who can be mad at a kid flossing? It's the funniest thing in the world to watch.
Somebody got so angry at children dancing in his presence that he took to the internet.
That is a reading from the Book of Noonan.
People are lovely.
Now, if you live in Milton, Mableton, and Decatur, you are not escaping this. Your neighborhood's up next with dramatic readings from next door. Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
The juiciest gossip out there didn't come from TMZ. It didn't come from reality TV shows like The Real Housewives. It comes right from your Nextdoor app. So join us for dramatic readings from Nextdoor. We're going to kick this off with producer Janine. And shout out to one of our 11 listeners, Belinda Jackson, for sending this one to us. Because this is a reading from the Book of Sandy Springs. You got the music, Jeff?
From Randall.
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 Randall. I'm glad he was able to get on the internet. He probably used his dial-up.
Randall says, dangerous mopeds, drivers everywhere. Mopeds. Mope, like nope with an M, space head. Mophead.
Mopeds.
Mopeds. Okay.
Dangerous moped drivers everywhere. I recently noticed a large increase in these teenagers and their mopeds, and they are often weaving in and out of vehicle traffic. One almost hit my car this morning. Glad to see the kids stepping away from the idiot box to get outside for a minute, but they need to be more careful. Anyone else notice this problem? Can we make mopeds illegal somehow?
Mopeds.
Mopehead could also be used to describe a teenager.
Amanda chimes in, mopeds? Correct spelling. Randall, no. Mopeheads, little motorcycles. Thanks for the clarification, Randall.
So Randall truly feels that a moped is spelled mope.
Mopehead.
Oh, stay off the internet, old people.
All right, Kelly Cheese with a reading from the Book of Milton.
Tara, if you're celebrating using fireworks, please keep your four-legged neighbors in mind. They do not understand that the fireworks are not going to hurt them. They easily stress and can become very sick due to that. Thank you for your consideration. Terry responds, sorry to hear about your horses, Tara. However, I don't feel bad for you. You always walk your horses around, and I've never seen you clean up after them.
No.
Sure, your horses might be miniature horses, but they crap like a Clydesdale. Maybe you should stop being so lazy, get a bag and a shovel, and pick up after your four-legged crap factory. Thank you very much.
I got to be honest with you. When I woke up this morning, I did not expect to hear they crap like a Clydesdale as something that would come up on this show. So,
all right. Do we have time for one more here?
Let's do one more.
Okay. Let's see. Producer Janine with a reading from the book of Mableton.
Karen says, hello, please see the attached two pictures. I saw this orange and white cat next door. Tried to coax her to come to me, but it ran away. It's the second time I've seen it. Update from Karen. The cat apparently belongs to the neighbor who called the police when she saw me crawling around her garden trying to get photos of her cat. This is very awkward. Karen, we can be friends.
Oh my God. Good. Everybody's got that neighbor, right? That neighbor who inserts themselves in everybody else's business.
Totally.
Didn't you and your old neighborhood have someone move away because their next door neighbor was such a busybody?
Oh, so mean. Yes.
Listed their house and went through the process and sold it because the neighbor was so terrible.
Sold their house and moved because of the terrible neighbor. All right.
God, I wish next door was around when you lived there. Those would be great posts.
Totally. One more reading up next from Decatur Bad Drivers. You are getting called out. Next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
The juiciest drama comes from your Nextdoor app. So we've got your dramatic readings from Nextdoor. Kelly Cheese with a reading from the book of Decatur.
Melissa. She says, please see attached photo of a car. If this is you, or if you know who this is, you need to learn how to drive and quit trying to kill people with your driving antics. This person tried to sideswipe me twice at over 50 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone.
Joshua responds, Melissa, that's terrible. You know, stress on the road is a terrible thing. Ever since I started working for Young Loving Essential Oils and using their product every day, my stress level has dramatically decreased. Here's the link for more info, www.youngliving.com.
Not the time or place to peddle your dumb oils, Joshua.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.